You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And folks, you can get the latest Cleveland Browns draft coverage directly from the source. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, and no better way to start this second hour than with the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, joining us in studio. Coach, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys.
So, Coach, here we are, 10 days away from the draft, Thursday, May 8th. How are you feeling right now? How excited are you about to finally get there and get this thing going?
We are fired up. It's the last 10 days are going to be rough. At least what we have on our plate right now, though, is we're getting ready to go into the camp the next couple of days. So that's something that will certainly take our attention off of it. We're very much looking forward to getting our players out on the field and getting a solid evaluation there. But the draft process, it's been tough. We had the guys in for the 30 draft visits last week, and you could tell it's wearing on them as well, that I reminded a few of them that the draft would have been last Thursday and Friday. They were not real appreciative of that.
Coach, how do you balance your involvement in the draft evaluation process, as you mentioned, all these visits and so forth and the trips that you've had to make, to also dealing with preparing for the upcoming minicamp, which begins tomorrow, and setting up your football agenda that is obviously doesn't involve evaluation?
It's made a lot easier by having an outstanding coaching staff. Our guys, I gave them the task of setting up the minicamp, and they bounce things off me, but they've just done an outstanding job of getting, whether it's phase one with the meetings, phase two with the meetings, plus the on-the-field activity, and now with the camp. When I got into the initial stage of being a head coach and sought out the advice of some guys that have done it, the thing that kept coming back to me was, let your coaches coach. You're going to have to step away from being a coach probably until the season starts, the true X's and O's part of it. And that's something I'm very comfortable doing. I was very fortunate to be able to bring the vast majority of the defensive staff from Buffalo and bring in an experienced offensive coordinator in Kyle Shanahan, and he's been able to teach his guys very quickly and get them up to speed, and then have the existing special teams coordinator in Chris Tabor. So it's made it easier for me to be able to balance that, but it's definitely multitasking that I'll have to be able to flip the script from, you know, several times during the day to go from college evaluation to our own roster.
And so you've been able to have that great relationship with your coaches, trusting them. How has your relationship been on the other side of it with Ray Farmer going through this, both of you preparing for your first draft as general manager and head coach?
I think it's been outstanding. I think Ray and I really see eye to eye, and that hasn't changed. I thought that in the beginning, the one day where we sat down when he was named general manager, and we kind of went through a punch list of football A to Z and bounced, you know, our philosophies back and forth, that I think from the beginning it was very clear that he and I are very much on the same page, that have a old soul football wise, that old school fundamental type, those beliefs, but then at the same time understand that the game changes with the times and you need to be cutting edge, whether it's with your scheme, whether it's with your training techniques. So I've been real pleased, and I'm excited because I think we see very much eye to eye on a lot of these prospects, that we've really used the play like a Brown mantra as we've been evaluating players. There's no bigger compliment that you can give to a player in the draft room that he has those attributes, and we firmly believe in it. We're going to build this team on character. We're going to build it on toughness. And we're confident that will show when we take the field.
And how has it been for you? Because I would imagine as a defensive coordinator, you pretty much watch defensive players in preparation leading up to drafts. How's it been checking out both sides of the ball and knowing that that's kind of your role now, overseeing everything on a football team?
Well, what was helpful for me, again, was consulting with the staff that I wasn't going to proclaim to be an expert on quarterbacks or wide receivers or guards or whatever the position was. Just by having been around defensive football, I certainly had my thoughts on how we evaluated those players, types of players as an opponent. But I wanted to know from Andy Moeller, how do you evaluate a guard? How do you evaluate a tackle? What are you looking for? Same thing with the where I think this quarterback tour has been outstanding for me personally, is to be able to be around Dal and be around Kyle and hear what are they looking for and see the types of drills that we're doing and understand the why. You know, what does this drill tell and why is this quarterback different from him and why what makes this one better over another, and I just think it's all part of the professional growth for me. I think there's too many coaches from one side of the ball that become head coaches that don't take that next step into that uncharted territory for them, and that's something that I felt the need to embrace, and I feel very comfortable with the defensive staff and what we're doing and how they've been able to hit the ground running because we've been together for so long. To me, it's made it easy for me. It's really freed me up to spend time, even though Coach O'Neill's warned me a couple times, a couple comments I've made, he's like, wow, you're spending way too much time around the offense.
Coach Mike Pettine, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you're going to get these guys on the field tomorrow. I know the rules limit exactly what you can do, the extent to which you can do it on the field. But what's going to be noticeable, say, to the players that's going to say, this is, you know, your program, this is the new way of doing business? What's going to shine through to maybe even those of us watching?
Well, I think they've already got a little bit of an experience of it in phase two when we were able to go out on the field with them, that I think they're going to see a staff that's extremely organized, that we'll have practice planned out to the minute. And and we're going to coach them hard. I mean, we're going to set high standards for them, and this is something we'd said right from day one that we're going to follow through on that they're going to be graded on every rep that they take, and hopefully they see that they're being taught by they'll get the feel that they're being taught by experts in this industry, guys that are the absolute among the best at their positions, that are going to not only tell them how to do it, they're going to show them how to do it, whether it's with a film clip. It's hard to have high standards, and I talk to the staff about this. You have to show them what it's supposed to look like. And everybody learns different. Some guys you can explain it, some guys you can put it in writing, other guys that you have to show it to them visually. And I think our staff's done an outstanding job of that so far, preparing teach tapes. This is a certain call that we're going to run. These are some cut-ups of what that call is supposed to look like or a certain technique is supposed to look like. And I think the players will appreciate it that we're going to be that detail-oriented as a coaching staff.
And you're going to have Vince Young and Tyler Thigpen join your quarterback group. Just their experience, obviously, is a key factor, but what is the benefit of having those two guys?
Well, when we first looked at it, it was certainly just strictly from a numerical standpoint as well. We have Brian, who has really just been cleared to do some individual work, potentially some 7-on-7 work, and then Alex. And that's difficult to go into a camp with really essentially 1.5 guys at that position. So pre-draft, we wanted to look at, okay, who's available, who's out there. Dal certainly had a comfort level. Dal Loggins having worked with Vince in Tennessee, so it was a situation where, hey, let's bring these guys in and let them try out. And it was certainly a guy like Vince Young, who's had success in this league, was won, I think he was 31-17 as a starter. That's something that you bring that experience and that type of resume here. It certainly can't hurt.
Coach, from talking to the players, they've all been very impressed. You mentioned the organization, things that I've been told so far about your regime. Organization, accountability, incredible communication, and it's all business at the end of the day. And I've gotten a sense, multiple players have said to me, publicly and privately, that they've never worked harder and they feel a sense of buy-in here. What do you hope to further that? How do you hope to further that in this mini camp? And what are the ultimate goals for you from this mini camp?
Well, I think to continue with that mentality, the only thing I don't like about that, he just said that we're all business. We're not all business. We'll step back at some point and have some fun with them. But I think in the beginning it's tough that they need to see what our standards are and what we're looking for. But I just think it's continuing that day to day, that they want to see persistent, relentless coaching. Just as we're going to want them to be persistent and relentless as players, that we're not going to be in a position where we can relax as a staff. We get 5 weeks off in June. We can June into July. We'll relax plenty as a staff. But until then, I know for us to be successful, it can't start well. I'm sure every NFL team, their off season has started well, but we need to. It needs to be every day. It needs to become a habit. You build habits Your habits in the fall are built in the spring, and I think that the sooner we can get ingrained in our guys that we're going to take our reps full speed, and when we're stepping a certain way, here's how we're going to do it, and when we execute a technique with our hands, this is where we're going to place them, and all those little things, we're going to put those bricks in the wall now in the spring so they become second nature in the fall.
Coach, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Vic, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
He is Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We want to tell you about OBM, Ohio Business Machines, and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket, teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town. So OBM can tackle any of your copier problems, and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the official copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. Visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.